Ever get an email and it just feels like you need a translator to figure out what it means?
Oh, tell me about it.
Right, like you're drowning in jargon just to get to the point. And you know, it's funny because we think we have to use all these fancy words and complicated sentences to sound smart, especially like in the business world.
Right.
But what if we could ditch the business babble and write in a way that's actually clear, concise, and helps us get ahead?
Absolute.
That's what we're diving into today. We're
Yeah.
talking plain English for business success.
Love it.
We've got some great advice from Christine Bergmer. And trust me, this is about way more than just, you know, proper grammar.
Oh, for sure.
This is about writing with clarity and confidence.
It really is. And you know, it's interesting. We often underestimate just how powerful clear communication can be. You know, in the business world, it's not just about getting your point across. It's about building trust with clients.
Yeah.
It's about working efficiently as a team. And ultimately, let's be honest, it's about impacting that bottom line.
For sure. You know, I was just looking at a report the other day and it was so full of jargon. Like, I swear, I could hear the buzzwords echoing in my
Oh,
head,
I've been there.
you know?
Totally.
And it's like Bergmer says, why say leveraging synergistic paradigms
Nice.
when you could just say working together?
Exactly. It's like, you know, we're trying to make it so complicated. And really, all we need to do is simplify it, right? It's about making your message accessible. I always think about it like a well-designed website, you know, one that's super easy to navigate, you find everything, versus one that's just like, where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm lost. I'm frustrated. That's the
Exactly.
same with language.
Yeah, totally. So how do we actually do that? You know, because it's easy to say make it simple, but how do we actually make it simple? Well, Bergmer talks about this idea of plain English, which again is not about dumbing things down. It's actually about smartening up your writing. And one of the first things she talks about is like using simple words. She gives this great example of choosing use instead of utilize.
And I think what happens there is think about the psychology behind that.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, when you are using simpler language, you're actually reducing the cognitive load on your reader. So it's like you're clearing that mental clutter so that your message can really land, you know, effectively.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense. And I bet that applies to, you know, keeping sentences short and sweet too, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like no more running out of breath trying to get through a single sentence.
Exactly. Because think about it this way. When you're reading a long and convoluted sentence, you're more likely to get lost along the way, right? But shorter sentences, they're just easier to digest,
Right.
which ultimately means your message is more likely to stick with someone.
Totally. You know, I actually found when I started using active voice in my emails, I noticed that people were responding a lot more quickly.
Oh, interesting.
And I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying about that sense of accountability. You know, so instead of saying the report was reviewed, I started saying I reviewed the report.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's that, you know, taking ownership of it.
Right.
Instead of
Yeah.
just, oh, it was reviewed by someone.
Out there.
Who knows? Like, no, I reviewed it. I stand behind this. And it's such a subtle shift,
Right.
you know, in language, but it can have such a big impact on how your message is perceived.
Yeah, no, totally. And she also talks about, you know, letting your personality come through, which I think is so important, you know, because I feel like we've all read something that's like technically correct. Maybe it follows all these rules, but it just feels very dry. You know, there's no life to it. There's no personality. And so adding that little bit, you know, I think can go a long way.
Huge. And I think it makes it more memorable too, right?
Yes.
Because if it's just dry and boring, people are like, okay, whatever. But if it's something that's, you know, they feel like they can connect to you, your personality's in there, they're going to be much more likely to remember it, to engage with it, and actually do something about it.
Exactly. And then, of course, she says, and I love this, proofread, proofread, proofread.
Yes, it's so key.
You know, it's like that one awkward detail you notice way too late. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I think, you know, we live in a world where everything is so fast-paced. Sometimes we rush through things
Oh,
and we
absolutely.
forget to slow down and be like, okay, let me look this over one more time.
Yeah.
Because it's so important. It's that attention to detail.
Yeah.
And it really shows that you care, you know? Like, you wouldn't show up to an important meeting in a wrinkled suit, would you? Hopefully not. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's the same with your writing. It's like, take the time to polish it up, make it look good, and it really shows the other person, hey, I respect your time. I'm putting my best foot forward here.
Totally. And she adds one more thing, and I thought this was great too, which is to walk in the reader's shoes. She says, you know, before you hit send on that email, before you submit that report, ask yourself, what would I want to know if I were reading this?
Yeah.
It's all about empathy.
Empathy, exactly. And it's so easy to get caught up in our own heads.
100%.
Like when you're writing something, you're so in it.
Yeah, you know it so well.
But you know your audience doesn't.
Right.
So to take that moment and step back and be like, okay, if I were getting this, what would I want to know? What would be clear to me? I think that is key.
Yes. This has been such a gold mine of advice. So as you're, getting ready to step into that next meeting, you have to give that big presentation or even just send an email.
Right.
What is like one thing people can take away from this?
I think it's this. In a world that's so full of communication, constant emails, messages, everything, how can plain language actually be the key to cut through the noise? How can you stand out by being clear, concise, and getting your message across in a way that really resonates with people?
So good.
That's what I would think about.
Awesome.